Oh, we never divulge the name of...
That's true. You people are very honourable, Vimes spat the word, in that respect. Both men relaxed a little.
You left me alone, surrounded by enemies, said Inigo, but without much accusation in his tone.
Why should I care what happens to a bunch of bandits, said Vimes. You're an assassin.
How did you find out?
A copper watches the way people walk. The Clatchians say a man's leg is his second face. Did you know that? And that little clerky I'm-so-harmless walk of yours is too good to be true.
You mean that just from my walk you...
No, you didn't catch the orange, said Vimes.
Come now.
No, people either catch or flinch. You saw it wasn't a danger. And when I took your arm, I felt metal under your clothes. Then I just sent the clacks back with your description.
He let go of Inigo and walked over to the coach, leaving his back exposed. He took something down from the box and came back and waved it at the man.
I know this is yours, he said. I pinched it out of your luggage. If I ever catch anyone with one of these in Ankh-Morpork pork, I will make their life a complete misery, as only a copper knows how. Is that understood?
If you ever catch anyone with one of these in Ankh-Morpork pork, Your Grace, they will still be lucky that the Assassin's Guild didn't find them first. They are on our forbidden list within the city, but we're a long way from Ankh-Morpork pork now.
Vimes turned the thing over and over in his hands. It looked vaguely like a long-handled hammer, or perhaps a strangely made telescope. What it was, basically, was a spring. That's all a crossbow was, after all.
It's a devil to load, he said. I nearly ruptured myself, cocking it against a rock. You'd only get one shot.
But it's the shot no one expects. Vimes nodded. You could even conceal this thing down your pants, although the thought of all that coiled power so close would require nerves of steel and other parts of steel too, if it came to that.
This is not a weapon. This is for killing people, he said.
Most weapons are, said Inigo.
No, they're not. They're so you don't have to kill people. They're for having, for being seen, for warning. This isn't one of those. It's for hiding away until you bring it out and kill people in the dark. And where's that other thing?
Your Grace?
The palm dagger. Don't try to lie to me.
Inigo shrugged. The movement shot something silver out of his sleeve. It was a carefully shaped blade, padded on one side, which slid along the edge of his hand. There was a click from somewhere inside his jacket.
Good gods, breathed Vimes. Do you know how often people have tried to assassinate me, man?
Yes, Your Grace. 9 times. The Guild has set your fee at $600,000. The last time an approach was made, no Guild member volunteered.
Ha!
Incidentally, and very informally, of course, we would appreciate knowing the whereabouts of the body of the Honourable Eustace Bassingley Gore.
Vimes scratched his nose. Was he the one who tried to poison my shaving cream?
Yes, Your Grace.
Well, unless his body is an extremely strong swimmer, it's still on a ship bound for Gat via Cape Terror, said Vimes. I paid the captain $1,000 not to take the chains off before Zambingo, too. That'll give it a nice long walk home through the jungles of Clatch, where I'm sure its knowledge of rare poisons will come in very handy. Although not as handy, perhaps, as a knowledge of antidotes.
$1,000?
Well, he had $1,200 on him. I donated the rest to the Sunshine Sanctuaries for Sick Dragons. I got a receipt, by the way. You chaps are keen on receipts, I think.
You stole his money?
Vimes took a deep breath. His voice, when it emerged, was flat calm. I wasn't going to waste any of my own, and he had just tried to kill me. Think of it as an investment, for the good of his health. Of course, if in due course he cares to come and see me, I shall make sure he gets what's coming to him.
I'm astounded, Your Grace. Bassingley Gore was an extremely competent swordsman.
Really? I generally never wait to find out about that sort of thing.
Inigo smiled his thin little smile. And 2 months ago, Sir Richard Liddley was found tied to a fountain in Sator Square, painted pink and with a flag stuck.
I was feeling generous, said Vimes.